ICT 90A Quick Guide Update. This update reflects new information on changing the speed on the CW readout, manually setting PL tones, and navigating the set mode menus. Numbered lists are included. This new information was provided by Ivan Fetch, KC0OSK. ICOM ICT 90A, USA Model, A Quick Guide for Blind Amateurs. Volume 0.4, February, 2003. This guide is for those amateurs who use the ICOM ICT 90A, USA model. It is not meant to take the place of the manual. We suggest that you acquire the manual in a form that you can read. This guide will only cover some basic functions, and some of the many functions of the ICT 90A that you wish to use may not be covered here. This guide assumes that, if your ICT 90A is a new one, that you have charged the battery pack for a full 15 hours for the first charge. Just a word or two about the front panel of the ICT 90A. On the top left front, just below the corner of the visual display, are two buttons set one over the other. The top button is volume up and the one just below it is volume down. Just below the two vertically set up and down buttons are two horizontally set buttons. The button on the left is the power on button and the one just to the right is the band button, or the DTNFDT. Holding this button down for 1 second will trigger the Morse code readout. The keypad. The keypad is a group of keys, 3 high and 5 wide. This keypad is a little different, in that the pound sign, 0 and number sign keys are along the right side of the number keys, 4th row from the left. It goes like this, from the upper left corner of the keypad, moving to the right. 1, 2, 3, the 4th key on the top row, the manual calls the DTNFF key, however, it is used as the DTNF pound key, or scan key. The 5th key on the top row is the DTNF ortho key. The 2nd row of the keypad is, as follows, moving to the right. 4, 5, 6, the 4th key on the middle row is the 0 key. The 5th key on the middle row is the DTNFB Mr. or memory recall key. The 3rd row is, as follows, moving to the right. 7, 8, 9, the 4th key on the 3rd row is the DTNF number sign key, or the period, or dot key, used for frequency input example, 444.350. The 5th key on the 3rd row is the DTNFC, or call slash TV slash lock key. First things first. Power on button. Immediately above the keypad, there are two buttons. The one farthest to the left is the power on button. Hold the power on button down for 1 second to turn the transceiver on or off. CW readout. The CW readout will not work right out of the box. To get it working, press power on while holding down call TV lock, the C key on the bottom right of the keypad. Here are some keys to remember as you use this little rig. Band switch button. This button is immediately to the right of the power button, which is located on the left front of the panel of the rig just above the keypad. This button also serves as the DTNFD key CW readout band switch button, or the D key. Hold the D key down for 1 second to hear the CW readout. Offset key, for repeater offsets is the 4 key. The USA model of the ICOM ICT 90A comes with the auto repeater function on as the default. The auto repeater function will automatically set the proper offsets when a repeater frequency is chosen under normal conditions, so this is a key that you should not need to use often. Press the 4 offset key for 1 second to choose minus offset, plus offset, or simplex operation. FO key is the A key. Pressing the FO key selects FO A or FO B and returns you to the previous condition while setting a frequency or memory channel. Mr. or memory recall key is the B key. The Mr. key toggles between 1 memory mode, 2 memory bank. It is a good idea to add tones, if you are going to add tones to your chosen frequency in the FO mode, before you program the frequency into the selected memory channel. Press and hold the B memory recall key for 1 second to enter memory write mode, or 2 seconds to save a frequency into a selected memory channel from the FO mode. Mode slash scan key is the DTNFF, or pound key. Push to select operating mode FM, WFM, and M. Push and hold the F mode slash scan key for 1 second to start a scan. Call TV lock key is the C key. Pressing call TV lock will select in sequence 1. Call channel to TV channels 3. National Weather Service frequencies USA models only. Press and hold call TV lock for 1 second to toggle the lock function on or off. Power level key is the 3 key. Press and hold the 3 power level key for 1 second to toggle between high and low power. Or press and hold the 3 key while turning the tuning knob to the right to set high power, or to the left to set low power. No matter how many times the knob clicks, it will only select high power to the right and low power to the left with the 3 key held down. Scan key is the 4th key from the left on the top row. To start a scan, press and hold down the scan key for 1 second. To stop a scan, press the phone or a key. Programming a frequency into the phone mode. Remember that you can select frequencies in the phone mode independent of any band switching. First, go into the phone mode with the A key, then using the keypad enter the frequency that you desire, like this, 146.760 or 444.350. Loading a frequency into memory. Now that you have chosen a frequency and set it up with tones, if tones are required, in the phone mode let's load the frequency into a memory channel. First press the B, Mr., or memory recall key to take you into the memory mode. Now select the channel that you would like to use to store your chosen frequency, let's say, channel 16. Choose channel 16 by entering 016 on the keypad. You will hear a beep each time that you press a key and a longer beep when the last digit is pressed, whether you are in the phone mode or the memory mode. Now that you have chosen channel 16, you can check to see if it is clear. Press and hold down the band or D key for 1 second to hear the CW re-add out. If the channel is clear, the CW re-add out will send the letters CLEAR. If the channel is not clear, the CW re-add out will announce the digits of the frequency stored in that channel. If the channel is clear, then go back into phone mode with the FOR key to make sure of the frequency that you have chosen and to finish the process. Then, while you are in the phone mode, press and hold down the B, Mr., or memory recall key for 2 seconds. You will hear a short beep when you press the Mr. key. A somewhat longer beep in about a second, as you enter memory write mode, and 2 short beeps when the process is complete, about 2 seconds from start to finish. Set mode key is the 8 key. Press and hold the 8 set mode key for 1 second to enter the set mode. Press the 8 set mode key to select the displayed set mode item. Selections are made with the tuning knob. See the note below on navigating the set mode menu. Tone scan key is the 7 key. Press and hold down the 7 tone scan key for 1 second to start a tone scan. Tone key is the 2 key. Press and hold down the 2 key for 1 second to toggle through the following functions. We will number each function to make them easier to count. If you get lost in the tone function menu, try the following. First, tune to a clear frequency, then, loosen the squelch all the way, by pressing and holding the squelch key, just under the push to talk key on the left side of the handheld and turning the tuning knob to the left until the squelch opens. Consult the chart below. 1 Subaudibler tone encoder, squelch open. 2 tone squelch closed. 3 pocket beep squelch closed. 4 DTCS squelch closed. 5 DTCS beep, squelch closed. 6 No tone operation, squelch open. Tone scan. This function is used most effectively with scan stop beep turned on. The transceiver can detect the subaudible tone frequency and DTCS code in a received signal. By monitoring a signal that is being transmitted on a repeater input frequency, you can determine the tone frequency required to access the repeater. It should be noted that on many repeaters in the USA, the same subaudible tone is retransmitted on the repeater's output frequency as a squelch tone. If this is the case, you may scan the subaudible tone on the repeater's output frequency. Set the desired frequency or memory channel to be checked for a tone frequency or DTCS code. Push the 2 or tone key for 1 second 1 or more times to activate the repeater tone squelch or DTCS squelch. TSQL or DTCS. Note. See the note on the 2 or tone key. Push 7 tone scan key for 1 second to start the tone scan. When the tone frequency or DTCS code is decoded, you will hear the scan stop beep if you have turned it on. The set mode contents are programmed with the frequency or code. The tone scan pauses approximately 10 seconds when a tone frequency or DTCS code is detected. The decoded tone frequency is used for the repeater tone frequency when the tone squelch or DTCS squelch is off. The decoded tone frequency is used for the tone squelch frequency when the tone squelch is on. The decoded DTCS code is used for the DTCS code when the DTCS squelch is on. Press FO to stop the scan. If the scan is cancelled, before the transceiver detects the tone or code, the set mode contents are not changed. Unwanted memory channels can be cleared erased. Before clearing a memory channel, make sure it is no longer needed, as cleared memories cannot be recalled. Scan edges 0A0B cannot be cleared. Push Mr. or the B or memory recall key for 1 second to indicate a memory channel. Memory channel indicator blinks. Do not hold Mr. or memory recall key for more than 2 seconds, otherwise the previously selected FO or memory channel will be overwritten. Select the memory channel to be cleared with the keypad. Scan edges 0A0B cannot be cleared. Push call slash TV several times. It seems that 4 times is the correct number to select clear. Push Mr. or memory recall key for 1 second to clear the selected memory channel. 3 beep sound, 1 long beep and then about a second later, 2 short beeps, then the frequency is cleared. Push FO to return to the previous mode. Squelch key is just below the push to talk key. Adjust the level of the squelch by pushing the squelch key and turning the tuning knob to the left to loosen the squelch and to the right to tighten the squelch. While listening to a station on a repeater frequency, pushing the squelch key will allow you to listen to the repeater's input frequency. FO scan. To use the FO scan options, you must go into the FO mode by pressing the FO or a key. Then, press the mode scan button number 4 from the left on the top row of the keypad while turning the tuning knob. First of all, while holding down the mode scan key, turn the tuning knob more than 7 clicks to the left to make sure that you are at the first setting. This menu will not wrap. No matter how many times you turn the knob to the left, you will not go past the first setting, and no matter how many times you turn the knob to the right, you will not go past the last setting. When you have turned the tuning knob several clicks to the left, while holding down the scan key, then, consult the chart below and remember that you are already on 1.1 scan all, scans the entire FO range from just below the M broadcast band to 900 MHz excluding cell phone frequencies. 2-band scan, a broad scan of the bands chosen with the band switch which is located just to the right of the on/off button, on the left of the front panel, just below the volume up/down buttons. 3-program scan 0, a broad off/VHF band scan. 4-program scan 1 scans the 6-meter band. 5-program scan 2, scans 2 meters. 6-program scan 3, scans the 220 MHz band. 7-program scan 4, scans 440 over 70 centimeters. When you have made your choice and release the mode scan key, the scan will begin. When the scan stops on a signal, the scan will start again in a few seconds. If you do not choose to wait for the auto scan to restart, you may restart the scan by turning the tuning knob to the right, if you want the scan to go up in frequency, or to the left, if you want the scan to go down in frequency. You may stop the scan with the FO or a key. Changing the speed of the Morse code synthesizer. By default, the Morse code synthesizer outputs Morse code at a rate of 20 words per minute. To change this, we will need to go into set mode. If you'd like to change the speed of the Morse code synthesizer, do the following. These instructions will not work if you have already changed the status of the EXP1 and EXP2 options in the set menu. 1. Hold down the number 8 bottom row, 2nd button from the left for 1 second to enter set mode. The radio will emit 1 short beep and then a slightly longer beep. 2. Turn the dial to the left a lot to be sure you are at the beginning of the set menu options dial position 1. 3. Turn the dial to position 21, which should be expanded set 2, or EXP2. Press the 8 button to select the EXP2 option. 4. You can now turn expanded set to on or off. Turn the dial to the right to be sure that expanded set to is turned on, then press the 8 button to save the change. 5. Now turn the dial far right at least 20 times to select the very last option in the set menu key speed. Press the 8 button to select the key speed option. 6. You can now use the dial to select the speed of the Morse code synthesizer 10, 15, 20, and 25 words per minute. Remember that twisting the dial far left puts you on 10 words per minute, and likewise twisting the dial to the far right puts you on 25 words per minute. Once you have selected the desired speed, press the 8 button to save your changes, then press the FO button top row, far right to exit set mode completely. setting a TL tone. To set a TL tone, the radio must be in FO mode. The FO key is the first row, far right. Then do the following. Hold the set key for 1 second. This is the number 8 key, last row, second from the left. Twist the dial far left so you know you are at the beginning of the set menu. You will have selected our tone, which is what we want. Press the set button bottom row, second from the left to select the our tone option. Twist the dial far left so you know that you are at the beginning of the TL tone choices. Then slowly turn the dial to the right, counting dial clicks, in order to set the right TL tone. See the numbered chart below. Once you have picked the TL tone you want, press the set mode key to save your changes. Then press the FO button top row, far right to exit set mode. To tell the radio to use the TL tone when transmitting, press and hold the tone button down, also the number 2 button, first row, second from the left, and twist the dial far left, after you hear the slightly longer beep. Now by turning the dial you can explicitly set the tone option you want. Turn the dial once to the right second position, which will select DUP T duplex with tone, and let go of the tone number 2 button. TL tones. Here is a list of TL tones and their corresponding dial positions: 67.0, dial position 169.3, dial position 271.9, dial position 374.4, dial position 477.0, dial position 579.7, dial position 682.5, dial position 785.4, dial position 888.5, dial position 9, radios default 91.5. Dial position 1094.8, dial position 1197.4, dial position 12100.0, dial position 13103.5, dial position 14107.2, dial position 15110.9, dial position 16114.8, dial position 17118.8, dial position 18123. Dial position 19127.3, dial position 20131.8, dial position 21136.5, dial position 22141.3, dial position 23146.2, dial position 24151.4, dial position 25156.7, dial position 26159.8, dial position 27162.2, dial position 28165.5, dial position 29167.9, dial position 31171.3, dial position 31173.8, dial position 32177.3, dial position 33179.9, dial position 34183.5, dial position 35186.2, dial position 36189.9, dial position 37192.8, dial position 38196.6, dial position 39199.5, dial position 40203.5, dial position 41206.5, dial position 42210.7, dial position 43218.1, dial position 44225.7, dial position 45229.1, dial position 46233.6, dial position 47241.8, dial position 48250.3, dial position 49254.1, dial position 50. Set menu options. There are 21 options in the set menu, two of which can be expanded to add additional options to the menu. Probably the most straightforward way to navigate the set menu is to keep both expanded options turned on, if you will ever use any of the options provided in the expanded sets. Expanded set 1 will always be dial position 20, and expanded set 2 will be dial position 21. If expanded set 1 is turned off, this makes it possible to always set the expanded sets to a known state. Here are the available options for the set menu. Hold down the 8 button for 1 second to access set mode. R tone dial position 1, C tone dial position 2, code dial position 3, offset dial position 4, resume dial position 5, pause dial position 6, preo dial position 7, beep pulse dial position 8, beep dial position 9, light dial position 10, busy dial position 11, app off dial position 12, fee save dial position 13, money dial position 14, speed dial position 15, on arp dial position 16, DT and F dial position. 17 mid dial position 18 WX alt dial position 19 exp 1 dial position 20 exp 2 dial position 21. If exp 1 is turned off, if expanded set mode 1 and expanded set mode 2 exp 1 and exp 2 respectively are turned on, here are the rest of the set menu options. Although it is possible to turn off exp 1 and leave exp 2 turned on, there would be no way of knowing whether dial positions above 20 were selecting exp 1 or exp 2 options. Stop B dial position 21, stop L dial position 22, light dial position 23, color dial position 24, HP dial position 25, app on dial position 26, lock dial position 27, PTTLK dial position 28, cont dial position 29, op.msg dial position 30, exp to dial position 31, DTCSP dial position 32, LK out dial position 33, top dial position 34, active dial position 35, split dial position 36, narrow dial position 37, MC sin dial position 38, key SPT dial position 39. This is as far as we go for now. We do plan to add to this guide over the next several months. This guide was created with information from Patrick Byrne K9Jaw, email k9jaw@earthlink.net, key 3D, Wanindro, email wanindro@joint.com, Ivan Fetch KC0Ask, email lists@ivanfetch.com, and with input from the kind folks on the Blind Hams list. This guide was prepared in the offices of Bibles for the Blind and Visually Handicapped International, www.biblesfortheblind.org. Final editing of the HTML version was by the Courage Handy Ham System.